It's Friday, June 28th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The early rain church in China has been in the news after over 100 people from their congregation were arrested in December, and they continue to face torture and persecution. Pastor Wang Yi has said he will, quote, never plead guilty, end quote, even if he is tortured. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson of International Christian Concern about how we can remember the persecuted church.
Tuning into the news and understanding what is going on is a big deal. They need to understand we in the U.S. are very privileged. We can worship openly. We can go stand on our street corners and profess our faith whenever we want to. That's not common around the world today, especially in places like China. Being in tune with what is going on is a big deal, and being able to pray for and understand their suffering, I believe, is a huge key to that. This is a church that just wanted to worship Christ. The Chinese government said no and arrested a bunch of them 6 months ago and has tortured them for the past few months. So we need to understand and be praying for those families.
Johnson said the government tortured the Christians to fabricate accusations against Pastor Yi.
We do know that from some of those who were detained, they were tortured. They gave information, whether true or false, because torture is not a very effective method of getting correct information, that the Chinese government is using some of that information that they got through the torture to now prosecute Pastor Wang Yi for subversion against the Chinese government. It's obviously a terrible situation. These families have now suffered more than they ever should have.
Pray that these brothers and sisters are comforted by the words of Revelation 2, verse 10, which says, "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown." 3 million evangelicals filled the streets of Sao Paulo, Brazil, for the 27th annual March for Jesus last Thursday. Estevam Hernandez, president of the March for Jesus in Brazil, opened the event with prayer, saying, quote, "We cry out for Brazil, for the families, for the end of corruption, for the afflicted hearts. Our country belongs to Jesus Christ. To him all honor, glory, power, and majesty. As it says in Psalm 33, happy is the nation whose God is the Lord," end quote. Over 4,000 caravans marched, represented by different Brazilian states and various evangelical denominations, followed by 10 hours of praise and worship. President Jair Bolsonaro addressed the march, the first Brazilian president to attend the March for Jesus. Dr. Richard Scott, a Christian general practitioner at the Bethesda Medical Center in Margate, Kent, England, is facing the loss of his medical license for quote-unquote evangelizing and praying for his patients. Dr. Scott continued to witness to his faith with patients despite being warned not to do so after the National Secular Society raised concerns over his conduct. Mexico's northern state of Sinaloa narrowly voted against a bill last week to amend the state's family code. The bill would have redefined marriage as a union of quote-unquote persons instead of a, quote, man and a woman, end quote. Just a few months ago, Sinaloa also included in its state constitution, quote, the right to life from the moment an individual is conceived, end quote. During Wednesday's first of two U.S. Democratic presidential candidate debates in Miami, hosted by NBC, candidates covered a broad range of topics, including abortion. Multiple candidates spoke out in support of murdering unborn babies, including Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Proverbs 1, verse 16 says, "For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood." Here's NBC's Lester Holt with a question about baby killing for Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Listen.
Senator Warren, would you put limits on any limits on abortion?
I would make certain that every woman has access to the full range of reproductive health care services, and that includes birth control, it includes abortion, it includes everything for a woman.
Then, Julian Castro, Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and former San Antonio, Texas mayor, said something absolutely bizarre.
Just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion.
Wait a minute. No matter how much estrogen a man might take, no matter how much plastic surgery he may get, he will never be able to bear children in order to possibly abort one of them under a Castro administration. That one did not pass the laugh test. And on another policy note, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, in his closing remarks, referenced his three grandchildren and said this. Listen.
I decided that on my last day on Earth, I wanted to look them in the eye and tell them I did everything humanly possible to protect them from the ravages of the climate crisis. We can save ourselves. We can save our children. We can save our grandchildren. And we can save literally the life on this planet. This is our moment.
Somehow, I doubt that Governor Inslee will be thinking about the so-called climate crisis on his deathbed. I hope he will be grappling with the weighty issue of the eternal destiny of his soul, asking God to forgive him of his sin and trusting Jesus Christ as his Savior. A regional body of the Presbyterian Church USA, the largest Presbyterian denomination in the U.S., plans to ordain their first pastoral candidate who pretends to be neither male nor female. Presbytery of the James in Virginia will hold an ordination ceremony on Saturday for Jess Cook, the first so-called, quote, non-binary person, end quote, to complete the denomination's ordination process. Cook claimed, quote, if worship is only brothers and sisters, youth will simply opt out of the church, end quote. But Jesus said in Mark 10:6, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. To complain to the PCUSA, call 1-800-728-7228. 800-728-7228. And email info@pcusa.org. With recent controversial bills about abortion and so-called transgender rights, some new Gallup polls looked at Americans' views on the issues. 60% of Americans say abortion should be illegal in all or most circumstances, the highest percentage since 2011. And 51% of Americans say that people pretending to be the opposite sex should have to use the restroom corresponding with their birth gender. As you know, our goal by midnight tonight is to raise $50,000 to get out of the red in terms of the expenses of producing The Worldview in 5 minutes. Our thanks to Daniel in Missouri, Iowa, who gave $17, Jennifer in Stratford, New Hampshire, and Charlene in Hillsdale, Wyoming, both of whom gave $25, and Winston in Helena, Montana, who gave $30. We're grateful to God for David in Sheffield, South Yorkshire, United Kingdom, who gave $31, Madeline in Treasure Island, Florida, who gave $40, and Hannah in Springfield, Missouri, Lily in Paris, Kentucky, and a donor in Sundry, Alberta, Canada, each of whom gave $50. We appreciate the generosity of Brian and Shanna in Jenison, Michigan, Delton in Denver, Colorado, Deborah in Cheyenne, Wyoming, each of whom gave $100, as well as Dean in Crystal, Minnesota, for his $25 monthly pledge for a year, for a total gift of $300. Finally, special thanks to David and Carlene in Hyattsville, Maryland, and Sherry in Addyville, Illinois, both of whom pledged $50 monthly for a year for a total gift of $600 each, and Aaron in Erie, Colorado, who gave $850. Those 16 gifts total $2,968. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $40,202. We are $9,798 short. In order to hit our $50,000 goal by midnight tonight, I need to find 8 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year for a total gift of $600, and another 16 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. Now, our fiscal year technically ends on Sunday, June 30th, so if you don't listen to this newscast or read this transcript until the weekend, it's not too late to make an online donation. We are so close! It would be my absolute honor to return to this microphone on Monday morning and announce that we hit the $50,000 goal. But it will not happen unless every person listening to the sound of my voice, who senses that quiet voice of God to invest into this Christian ministry, follows through and makes an online donation right now. Please go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial gift. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 28th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.